Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us. We are here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then, of course, we then return to the airways every evening, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. And we have got a jam-packed transmission lined up for you today. We have James Stewart joining us. Mark Anderson, Jim Tucker, Dr. Corey Gold, and more today. And, of course, Jim Tucker and Mark Anderson of American Free Press are coming on because they are the tip of the spear when it comes to covering and ferreting out the latest on Der Bilderberg. And that is only about 2 months away. It's usually in the first week of June, sometimes last week of May. And every 4 years, they're set to meet in North America. Am I going to have to weasel back into Canada up there to go cover this thing and be screamed at for 15 hours in customs before the media all shows up? And it blew up in their face because they did that. Also, Rossum Foods, James Stewart, arrested in $1 million warrant. That's why he's going to be joining us. And now they're raiding other places selling raw milk, which you can buy at farmers markets around Texas. I've got a whole refrigerator full of it. Here comes the feds, folks. Unbelievable criminal government. Hey, why don't you go after Bernie Madoff? Oh, you can't really go after him. You've already got him in prison because you guys had to flush him because he would have been able to blow the whistle until he was a convicted con. Now nobody believes him on people like John Corzine. Why don't you go after him? So we're going to be going over all of that as well, and then we're going to get into the poisoning of the food supply, vaccines, and more with Dr. Corey Gold today. That is all coming up. Now, if you go to the front page of Infowars.com and scroll down to the featured news section, you can see today's top news. The shocking face of China's brutal one-child policy. And you know, some people will say, oh my gosh, you're showing an image of a dead baby. It's horrible. But killing the baby is what's horrible. They take the living born babies and they go on record and find women who are hiding babies, if it's their second or third child, and they put them in a bucket until they asphyxiate on the water. They drowned. And then they take the babies and they render them down into cosmetics, medical products, and flavoring for your cool, icy, delicious beverages. The flavoring industry. And the globalists are doing this because it's spiritual what's happening. They believe if they can get you to eat something evil like this that they've defiled you and corrupted you. It's kind of like something out of The Golden Child. Eddie Murphy movie, which I don't believe there's big devils flying around, you know, physically. The point is the elite are into all this stuff. And that's why they're doing it. And they believe they can get a nation to do this and consume their young, that they've got you. And notice it's like, don't show us dead babies. Let's just call them blobs of tissue. And now it's, well, don't show us babies killed after they're born. And then it's, we're going to kill up the three-year-olds that are totally healthy, but don't show us the three-year-old. And I understand that it's shocking, but it's our First Amendment, and we're showing it, and it's an English-language exclusive at Infowars.com. So we're going to cover that first when we come back, and then a bunch of other news. It's all coming up today, and we've got four guests. Stay with us. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in 1 hour, we're going to give you the latest with some breaking news on Bilderberg 2012 as the global elite prepare to meet in early June, probably in North America. There's some rumors of Haifa over in the Middle East. We're going to have Mark Anderson, editor at American Free Press, and senior editor Jim Tucker, the granddaddy of Exposing Bilderberg Group, joining us in the second hour. Dr. Corey Gold in the third hour. James Stewart is going to be on at 11:30. Who was arrested and given a $1 million bail to be able to get out of jail for selling raw milk for decades publicly to even people I know in Los Angeles. That's the thing. This criminal government can trump up charges on anybody anytime they want, and that doesn't intimidate me. I'm ready to be killed and tortured by these people. I will go down in history as a martyr, and when it's all said and done, I want Nuremberg trials, and I want these people all sent to prison. We will defeat the criminals run by people like Don Corzine, who is above the law, John Don Corzine, who could steal billions of dollars publicly and not get in trouble. The government openly grows opium on television in front of everyone. On record, Afghanistan 10 years ago went from 10% of production, 9 to 12%, depending on the graph, to 90-plus percent. Some estimates are as high as 95. Most are 92% of world opium production. In fact, listeners won't believe it. For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, for radio listeners, type in Afghanistan now supplies 92% of opium. It'll be BBC. Type it in. Let's just show people, because I know the FBI is listening and watching right now, and I don't want them giggling in their offices because they know this is all true. But they must be shown it in their face again. So when the troops start complaining and Pat Tillman starts complaining, they had to grease him. And that, of course, came out because the Army coroner wouldn't lie and said it was a homicide. So the good news is there are still people. There are still people. Did you find it? There are still people. Here, I'll do it right now. Watch this on Google. I'll do it myself. Watch this. 90% of world opium production. Yeah, you can just aim the camera over here and I'll show people. There it is. Opium cultivation out of control, UN says. Yeah, if you just type in 90% of world opium production in Afghanistan or yeah, 92%. Boom. MSNBC, Associated Press, blow it up for people watching. Boom. Opium cultivation out of control, UN says. Really, being loaded on all those UN aircraft, Afghan crop total, 92% of world supply, exceeded global consumption. They got so much of it, they can't even sell all of it. And it was right at 10%. Why am I getting into this now? When all this came out, they had to kill a bunch of troops and military investigators. A whole bunch of them. And then the containment didn't work, so they just came out and said, yeah, we grow it, we load it on aircraft, but it's for America. And there's no discussion about, well, then why did they catch you with heroin? Do you go to jail? Well, that's because they got to keep the price up. Now, that said, yesterday I'm shooting the nightly news right before it airs. And one of my IT people, one of my six IT people, comes in and says, the FBI wants to meet with me tomorrow. And I said, what about? And he said, well, you know, before I worked here a year ago, you know, because I did the interviews, I was doing, because we hired somebody who already had a job because we were paying more, who builds websites for the biggest bar owners in Austin. And he does great work. So I said, yeah, build websites, do code for us. I hire him. He comes in and I said, okay, well, you can either get a lawyer and refuse to go, or you can go and just see, but I'm going to imagine it's going to turn into an Alex Jones discussion, not bars and people I've never met. And I said, at that point, if they start telling you you're a criminal with something made up, I said, the issue is anything you say that's even halfway wrong, they've got unconstitutional laws where they say, oh, lying to the FBI, kind of like filming police, they put you in prison for life now in Illinois. The law doesn't even say that. They got juries that'll do it. I mean, half the country's zombies. So I explained to him, I said, you do what you want, but when I come into the conversation, it's going to be a news item. I said, don't bring me up. You may get FBI people that aren't criminals because they got compartmentalized ones that do, you know, the local drug stuff, the local bank robberies, kidnapping, stuff like that. But I said, if I come up, obviously I'm going to talk about it. Well, he met with them this morning, and about a third of the discussion is about Alex Jones and how they listen every day and want me to know they listen. Oh, gee, you didn't think I didn't know you listen? Like I don't know what I'm dealing with? Like I haven't had special forces jump out of the bushes and set fires and try to blame it on me in Florida? Like I haven't had probably 30 times police try to get me to talk about attacking other police so you can put me in prison? Like I haven't had Marine Corps officers in plain clothes try to get me to attack the State Department with them when I'm covering Bilderberg? Get this through your fat brains. I am an American patriot. I am the good guy. I am as pure as the driven snow. I'm not doing anything, even under your criminal system, that's a fraud, illegal. Get that through your head. They get some idiot on my website threatening a cop, the one that shot the black guy in the back and said he had attacked him. The guy was in handcuffs on the ground. Cop executed him in a fit of bloodthirst. Now convicted, spent, what, 1 year in jail, already out? Some idiot posts that. Our moderators take it down, as they do everything calling for any type of criminality. The FBI calls me up and says, we want you to put that back up. And I said, no. Go ahead and make up whatever crud you want. I'm not going to put something up with a cop's home address saying go after him. And I said, if you've got your subpoena, come get it. And they said, we're coming with a subpoena. I said, good. Bring your subpoena. Then they start calling around the office. They weren't asking here when they were calling random numbers of my crew. The FBI from California was not calling, asking about the guy's thing about, you know, go to the cop's house, here it is, and get him. No, they were asking about the Obama deception a week before it came out. This is what they are, little Commissar officers, little political officers who want to intimidate my First Amendment. Hey, move to North Korea. So they go on and say, yeah, we listen every day. We listen all the time. We want Alex to know that, and we want him to not talk bad about us today. What in Hades is that? You want to try to creep me out? Which you've done the opposite. I just got about 5 months of energy off this. And then it turns into, and why am I talking about this on air now? The FBI shows up here last time about the subpoena and wants to know why we have posters of Obama up on the wall. And I said, well, number one, how do you like your narcotics trafficking buddies? Hey, you know, your FBI buddies killed that cop and the doctor and others, Terrence Yakey, up there at Oklahoma City. You know, would you like the police officers' names I've talked to where the FBI came in their office and said, if you investigate the bombs in the building, you and your wife are dead? And the FBI guys are like, and the Austin cop that was with them is like, okay, we don't want to discuss this anymore. I'm like, oh, it isn't time to scare me anymore. I want to know if you're with the people that kill cops. They were basically scurrying out of here when they were done. I don't care what you do to me, okay? You understand that? I'm not a coward like you. I've committed to this fight. I know I'm right. And your crud with my employee only confirms it all. And maybe you're so deep into intimidating people that you just think it was cute and funny that you like the show and you listen every day. And you really listen every day and don't say bad things about us. Maybe you want me to talk about you on air. And then you sit there and say, don't give Alex this Austin detective's number. Like I want to have a detective's number. I got the police chief's home number and cell phone in there. Like I want to call. The Austin police chief's asked me out for dinner to drink a beer. I don't have time to do it. I'm too busy looking at photos of one-year-old babies they're killing in China. I'm too busy breaking reports how the U.S. government plans to start killing kids up to age 3. Why don't you investigate some real crime? I get mad because my life has been stolen from me. You think it's fun to deal with a criminal government? You think I don't know? You think I haven't been punched in the nose and kicked in the side by kickboxers and told to shut up about Walter Smith, Judge Walter Smith, and his trial, his kangaroo civil trial with the Davidians? Just because I went up and bullhorned a judge, 4 people come in to beat my head in? I already know about the New World Order, buddy boy. If you think you're going to intimidate me, you better check again, because you got the wrong person. Anyways, then they start telling my employee he's a criminal and done things wrong on just not even something with the case, with the place where he webmastered and all that, just some nothingness that wasn't even anything, but some domestic dispute with one of his friends and you know, trying to defuse it. And they want him to go report on himself, the Austin police, so they can turn him and say, you're going to go to jail if you don't go plant something in Alex Jones's office. They didn't tell him that, but I know that's next. And you're on record, okay? And I've got lawyers out of state with money waiting to sue you personally if you try to set me up. You got it? I got your number. I see right into you. Do you understand?
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and parting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Hey, FBI, why don't you go out to Bergstrom Airport and start searching the military transports coming back from Afghanistan if you want to find some drugs. Find all that cheap heroin flooding out on our streets that the government grows publicly, loads on aircraft, and flies here publicly. I mean, the Russian consulates have publicly complained and said, please stop shipping it into Russia. so sick of it, and I'm calling the whole thing for what it is, a sick joke. But I know it's all funny. I've seen government reports that have come out where people that know they're being their phones are being tapped are still schizophrenic. That happened to a famous writer. I'm having one of those moments where I can't pull up the name, even though I've read so many of his books. The Old Man and the Sea, the one about the Spanish Civil War. It's gonna Ernest Hemingway. And it turned out they were harassing him, dirty tricks, breaking in his house, listening to his phones. And he talked about it, and they grabbed him and gave him electroshock therapy, the FBI did, until they fried his brain. That's J. Edgar Hoover for you. Because J. Edgar Hoover loved destroying Hollywood people, artists, because it was part of his power trip. While he dressed around in women's clothes, you know, pranced around at home with his boyfriend. They hate stars. They hate powerful people. They hate good people because that's what it attracts. That's the type of people, on average, that want to go around and be the good guys but are really the bad guys. And then they've always got the idiot core of the FBI who are actually are so dumb they don't know there's a bunch of narcotics trafficking, child kidnapping, money laundering killers above them. I mean, this Justice Department that wants me to know they listen every day. Gee, FBI agents locally, I'm on the White House enemies list. That's been in the newspaper. The White House has responded to me. They have media matters attacking me every week who infiltrates groups from within and destroys them. Gee, I get spies and generals calling me up at midnight. I talk to 15 million people every week. Do you think I don't know the government's listening to my radio show? And maybe 5% chance out of 100, these are nice FBI agents who were just like, no, don't talk bad about us. We're not bad. We hear Alex say bad things about us all the time. Well, if you're Jiminy Crickets, that type of guy, let me tell you something, buddy. You need to stop being naive like Gomer Pyle. Geez, Sarge. I was a selfish person. I would get out of this country so fast it would make your head spin. But I have said I'm staying here, and I'm not selling out, and I'm not going to give in to fear. I'm going to go with it and love it. That's why I'm so alive. It's just so idiotic. Those FBI people when they were here are like, why are there posters of Obama on the walls? And I'm like, this is a media operation. That's my last film. And you see it's a film. And then and one of them's like, yeah, no, I've seen it. Oh, but you're asking me what it is. You are the one that has something wrong with him. You're the one under suspicion. I immediately, when those people showed up, or when I'm just bowed up to them immediately. Because just like I walk outside and there's a rabid dog with its hair falling out and foam coming out its mouth. Just like I walk up, you know, changing a tire on I-35 and there's cars flying by me. I'm concerned about that danger going by me. And I've experienced it. You know, I grew up watching the police deal drugs to kids. And then I watched them leave the mid-level local drug dealers alone and bust the people they sold to. And I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. And I know that most of the detectives in this country and most of the high-level police, FBI, you name it, are so criminal, it'll make your head spin. I exposed, like, why are you having drug dogs and searching lockers and all this stuff up here? Why are you trying to force the football team to drug test? You guys are selling the drugs. Oh, well, we're going to slam your head into the office desk and threaten you and say that we're going to set you up for stealing stereo equipment. And then the police started running around saying that I was on drugs. And then they had, through the grapevine, my lawyer told, he called my dad and said, they're going to arrest your son and hang him in the jail cell. And by the way, they've done it to a bunch of people in Rockwall. So you better move. And I had to move to Austin because the police were threatening to hang a 16-year-old because I knew they were narcotics traffickers.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I'm going in, through, and beyond, directly into the storm, the maelstrom of tyranny. It is the only way to defeat it. The people are waking up. The info war is on. 5 million guns are being purchased a month. I pray that the globalists don't start a civil war and stage new Oklahoma cities. I pray for good judges that has pointed out the Hatari militia were completely innocent and the FBI lied and set them up and had their informants make the statements and attribute it to others. And I pray for my family and I pray for myself, but more importantly, I pray for justice. We're going to our guest who's under globalist attack in a great way, an evil raw milk seller. No victims, but Big Pharma that owns Big Agra wants you to drink the sludge they call milk. They don't want this healthy, real milk catching on, so the attack is on. Amish are being SWAT teamed, facing decades in prison. Families are being SWAT teamed, million-dollar bails. Amish publicly selling to their neighbor, just vicious, vicious, vicious Soviet-style thugs are upon us. Speaking of our own government and the Bioethics Journal saying, yes, we need to kill babies up to age 3. You're an extremist if you don't want healthy babies to be killed up to age 3. I'm not joking. We broke that a month ago. It's now mainstream news. The shocking face of China's brutal one-child policy can't happen here. Top academic and eugenicists are calling for what Obama's science czar once advocated. And I'm sorry to have to post the photo, but they even kill babies after birth in China. This is the shocking face of China's brutal one-child policy, which many academics and pressure groups are now calling to be imposed in the West. The image shows a 9-month-old baby lying dead in a bucket, forcibly aborted by Chinese family planning authorities in the town of Moshan. She was just a few weeks away. They injected it. The baby still lived, begged, was crying. They put it in a bucket of water. Because the parents of the baby already had a child, they were hunted down. This is what they're calling for here in the U.S., to comply with China's draconian one-child policy. The mother was injected with a poison that induced an abortion. But after the baby was pulled out inhumanely like a piece of meat, this is a U.S. exclusive, English language exclusive, it was still alive. Paul's wife's Chinese. She gets them all this. She reads it. It was still alive and began to cry before doctors slung the defenseless child in a bucket left to die. That's how they do it at the partial birth abortion mills, is throw them in a bucket to die. Whereas in China, it's come out, they save the babies, too, for medical experiments living. But again, they're not human, according to our media. You're a conspiracy theorist if you say it's alive. See, the sickness, torture's good. Secret arrest is good. John Corzine can steal billions, it's good. Cancer viruses and the vaccines and the public, those that aren't awake, will not awaken because they'd have to admit everything they were told was a lie. The timestamp of the image tells us the baby was killed Monday. The image began circulating today on Weibo, China's version of Twitter, which has around 260 million members. The story was attracted widespread revulsion directed against the family planning authorities responsible for the murder of the baby. I have U.S. family planning videos, and we're going to our guest that we've shown, where our government admits they funded these policies in China, set it up, and the agreement was they'd make them the new power base, because they'll leverage out the rest of the world industrially and then force that model everywhere. See, but the lowest common denominator forces that model everywhere else. And where they talk about how great it is they kill the babies and how great it is. This is from the 60s before it was even law in the 70s. And they hunt you down. The UN does it in Africa. And I see BBC articles. The ignorant Africans run when the UN comes to give them vaccines. And it's all the women crying, all our babies in the village, over 100 women were, you know, over 100 women were pregnant. Some only about to give birth in days. All the babies died. Some of the women died. Women have been known in Africa, when they're hunted down in the jungle and given the shots, they will then run and chop their arm off as quick as they can with a machete. And of course, then it came out the UN was doing that. This is your murdering government, your global corporate murder system. And all of you that think you're going to serve the system and be part of the power structure, when they release that mega bioweapon and you're rolling out and you and your whole family are dying and the New World Order has its way and we can't stop them, I want you as you die to get right with God and admit you were wrong. That's the key, is that you know the truth in your heart. That's more important than anything. Now, shifting gears for a little bit in the next hour, and we got our next guest coming on. Rossum's Foods, this is an exclusive. James Stewart arrested in $1 million warrant. And I'm ranting here because I'm angry. And just to tell you the story of what happened and what happened to him, here he is joining us, the $1 million thing to release him. They're charging other people now. Natural News reporting on this. Do we have Mike Adams with us as well? I'm so wound up, I don't even know here. Okay, let's go to James Stewart. Good to have you on with us, sir. I appreciate your courage to come on and discuss the evil crime of selling raw milk for many years to people and what a horrible criminal you are. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome, Alex. You know, I appreciate you and the show, and I know that Mike wanted to be on, but I think he's busy at the moment.
Okay, well, tell us what happened to you. A lot of folks know, a lot of folks don't know about Rawsome Foods and the fact that they're treating you like you're, like they should be treating John Corzine.
Well, you know, it's true, but I mean, the same thing is happening now and yesterday, by the way, in Ventura County with, if anybody goes online and reads David Gumpert's blog and Mike Adams' comment last night, it seems as if you can't even, you know, the FDA 2 years ago, just so everybody understands what's going on, they have decided, and it's on record in a court case, that you and I have no right to make any decision what we want to put into our body or our children's bodies, that the FDA has the ultimate authority. And that's where all this is coming from, along with pharmaceutical industry and whoever else. You'll never get to the bottom of it because they won't agree with what, or let you know what the real truth is. But I love your passion, Alex, and it is true. In August 3rd of last year, after being raided the year before, they came the year before in 2010. They came in with dozens and dozens of agents, took over the place.
That's the famous video with the guns drawn, and you didn't shut down. So now they're going to try to make you an example, putting you under the jail.
Right. Well, a year later, after that guns drawn raid, they came in and arrested me on 13 charges, and those charges stem basically from raw dairy products. You are correct. And I got out 3 days later, and basically they took a 24-foot stateside truck, and there are videos on YouTube attesting to this because people were, all the members of Rawsome were there looking over the fences with their cell phones and video cameras and whatnot. They loaded up this truck with almost every food product that was at Rawsome and took it to a dump in the valley and got rid of it, although next door to us is a place called Bread and Roses, which is a place that feeds the homeless. So instead of taking the $100,000 worth of food they stole and dumped, they could have fed the homeless next door. Meanwhile, the food was gone, and now, let's see, I went to five court appearances on the fifth appearance, which was March the 2nd, while we were scheduling another date. Two sheriffs jumped over the bar and arrested Sharon Palmer and myself in this show of grand force. And, you know, and it just was this scene. So we then were put downstairs, and I was put in jail for a week and a day, and Sharon didn't get out for 3 weeks on charges that now there's a conspiracy to commit money laundering and grand theft and you name it, million-dollar bails on me.
And what they do is they go to your employees and say, we're going to put you in prison for made-up crimes if you don't lie about your boss. And they can connect it to people that aren't even involved. They'll just go tell a neighbor we're going to put you in jail if you don't say this. It looks like I have the FBI trying to do that to me right now out of something that I'm not even connected to. That's how they work. They just go down the line. This is who runs our government. Just absolute evil.
Well, you know, Mike Adams and I have been talking a lot recently, and you know, it's an interesting question, Alex, why people are not aware of what's going on back in the 60s and 70s when it didn't take much time to figure out how to demonstrate for, let's say, a war in Vietnam and get that shut down. I believe people are in fear, harassed, intimidated, living in their comfort little lifestyles, and they don't understand that it's coming to them real soon. And when you see what's really going on, it's not just me. You're right. It's the Amish farmers. It's let me give you the other little example of what happened. You heard about Farm to Fork, right, in Nevada last year?
Yes.
Okay, so it doesn't matter.
People try to have a party and bring their organic food, like the old-fashioned country cookouts. We still have those in East Texas for everybody. You know, at the end of the summer, brings meat, brings food. And now they have this global. This is what Stalin did in Ukraine and other areas. And China, the UN has said use food as a weapon. For those that don't know, They actually come and raid people and dump their potatoes, rutabagas, everything in the trash, acting like it's toxic waste.
On private property. They do this on private property. So don't believe you're protected if you're on your own farm or your own house or your own land.
No. That's the rural, that new rural commission that Obama set up. Where he admits the Homeland Security and the Pentagon is over all farms.
No, I listened to Sheriff Richard Mack last night on a half-hour show that was on Mike Adams's, maybe it was on your show, I don't remember. And here's a man that's talking about, you know, sovereignty and all the other stuff. I have to let everybody know that when I was taken this time on March the 2nd and incarcerated for 8 days, I never mentioned the word sovereignty, but let me tell you what happened. Not only downstairs in the holding tank, they started accusing me of being a sovereign, which is now a terrorist word, okay? So what they do immediately is they put you with a different kind of armband. You're a danger to the community, even the community inside the jail system. So they put me in holding cells for minimum 3, 4, 5, 6 hours with basically no warmth. They can learn how to torture you these days without actually physically touching you. And that's what they're planning to do. And they did it to me. I do have to admit, when I was transferred to Ventura, that I was better treated up there. But still, the whole entire system is now, as you know, and I love your passion about it, Alex, is on the verge of, as I guess as many people 200 years ago said, how about Ben Franklin? I gave you a republic if you can keep it. What me people need to do is stand up right now. They're not standing up, and I don't understand why. And it's too obvious by listening to people like you and myself and whatnot what's going on. If you, those that sleep on their rights don't have any. And if we don't stand up as a complete group of people, we have to stop the infighting that's going on involved ourselves in our own alternative industry. People are fighting amongst themselves. Division is what keeps them from winning. So we all have to join forces with each other. I agree with you, Alex.
Well, you're right. And again, it's the Obama administration establishment of White House Rural Council to strengthen rural communities. And it says in the press release at whitehouse.gov, Homeland Security, Department of Defense, rural spies, commissars. And it's now happening. They're arming all the little agencies. We are the enemy. We don't even really deer hunt, but we have a small area that we, you know, lease out of our old ranch / farm in East Texas, and now they have federally controlled game wardens who just show up and treat you like a criminal and demand to come in your cookhouse and get in everybody's face. And it's just government wants you to know we own you. Got it? Now, the way I heard Mike Adams describe this is they kept you in freezing conditions, sewage running in, all of this, and this is what they did to Bradley Manning, which has been admitted to be torture. They call it pain compliance. They break arms and call it pain compliance. I have video of this. This is what America is.
Yeah, I did see some brutality inside there. I was not actually treated brutally as far as being kicked or in some way, shape, or form horribly attacked physically. But they've also learned how to do that in ways in which you're isolated for 6 hours in a cold cell at 50 degrees with nothing warm to keep you warm, so you're freezing with hypothermia. Yeah, they then overflowed the toilets in the area of the jail that I was in where there were 2 to 3 inches of, I'm not joking, shit and pee floating all the way into the bottom of my cell, so all I could do is stay on the bed. The smell was insane, and they didn't come for 4 hours to clean it up, okay? And then when they do clean it, and that's supposed to keep you nice and sanitary and clean at this point, obviously it's a complete joke inside there. There is brutality inside there as well. I did see some guys' heads being smashed up into walls and whatnot. But
and let's be clear, these are colleges that create more criminals. We have the biggest crime wave in the world. We have the biggest prison population. The government and banks ship in the drugs publicly. Wells Fargo and others launder it. Don't get in trouble. This is all in our face. And you're selling milk and papayas and things. They're charging you for all of that. Papayas, everything is evil. They're raiding other people now. What are you facing? Because you're facing, tell folks about the bail, the $1 million, what's happening to you. They want everybody to know you're going to eat GMO and you're going to die of cancer and you're going to love it.
That's exactly right. This whole grandstanding event that went on, and then the bails were set at—they're just insane. The idea that I should be $1 million bail, but they trumped up 37 felony counts, all, and that's why they can justify it. But let me ask you a question: did John Corzine have any bail? Did the peanut company that sickened 700 people and killed 9?
And of course, now they're going to go after you after hours of interrogation. They'll claim you lie about something that they'll just twist, or they'll have one of their drug head informants lie about you and say you're, murdering babies.
That is very true, and that's what they do. So you are correct. When people listen to you, they have to understand on the show that you're not exaggerating anymore. This is not exaggeration, folks out there. This is what's really going on now. And people, I'm hoping people aren't viewing this as just entertainment. This is going to come to you soon as well. People need to stand up and do something.
Well, it's already coming to them. The GMO, all of it. Some pediatric cancers are up by 10,000%. I mean, they're murdering our children all around us. FBI agents are going to lose their kids to their shots. They love dying. They love the system.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
I'm the voice inside your head.
James Stewart's our guest, and you can cover what's happened to him at InfoWars.com. You can find out more at NaturalNews.com. And we're not exaggerating. It's like the lady who was facing 6 months in jail for a garden in Michigan. People thought that was a joke. They thought the big journals, medical journals, coming out and saying kill children up to age 3, even when they're healthy, if the parents or state want to. People are like, this isn't real. Yeah, it's real. Okay? I'm risking my life to bring you this information. This isn't a joke. And if America would just wake up, the criminals in government and corporations who work together couldn't get away with this. And I've seen all the videos. I've read the affidavits. They're all online. I mean, this was a mainline place. I know people in L.A. who drove there and bought stuff. Vegetables, milk, all of it. I mean, this is an above board. It's like the Amish guys selling to people. They call it an undercover year-long operation where the guy's selling to people with undercover folks acting like they're their neighbors, selling them milk. In fact, guys, if you bring me a jug of milk and a glass out of the refrigerator, I'm going to drink some here on air. I gave some to the Austin police chief. Didn't the Austin police chief drink some? Yeah, when I had Art Acevedo in here, my memory fails. Didn't that happen when I had Acevedo in here? I was like, here's raw milk. You going to arrest me? And he thought I was joking. And I said, you're going to have troops on the streets, Art Acevedo. And he said, the sky would literally have to fall for that to happen. And now we have troops at the Kite Festival. Let's go back to our guest and one more segment with him. James, what can we do? What are you facing? Where is this going? How can we help you against the food police?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, I don't understand why there's no pro bono attorneys that, like, you know, and I won't mention names, that are not trying to come to the aid of whoever out there, myself or anybody else, because it's necessary at this point that the masses stand up and take their power back. They never really lost it in the first place, but people are, it seems to me, afraid to actually stand up, and that's why we have the issue and the problem that we have, Alex. People are not willing to stand up, and I don't mean just regular people. I mean anybody, including the attorneys. Everybody needs to get involved in this and start making sure that it doesn't happen. Put a lot of effort into defending these people, whoever they are, myself or anybody else for that matter. You know, I don't feel like I'm the isolated person out here. I see all the stories all the time that are going on. You know, I'm not going to stop. And, you know, that's just my personality. I feel the only way to change things is to put something into action. And that's what Rossum was about. Rossum was putting it into action. Other people intellectualize what they know is going on, but they forget or they're afraid to put something into action to do something about it.
Well, they've shut you down now. They're trying to put you under the jail. Tell folks what you're facing, websites where people can support you.
The charges in both cases now in Ventura and L.A. add up to probably 40 years in jail, which I doubt seriously. But at the same point, you know, that's what they could do.
Well, they got juries that would send babies to a gas chamber.
Yeah, I know. Well, I don't understand that either, by the way. How can juries be that, you know?
It's gladiatorial. Even though they're going to be destroyed by it next week, they enjoy burning people. It's a demonic nation.
It is crazy, my friend. So they can get in touch with Mike Adams at Natural News if they want to help donate their time, their finance, you know, the financial situation. Mike Adams would take care of it for us.
We're going to be back in 60 seconds, five more minutes for you to make any other points you want. James, I know you haven't done any interviews, and I know of. I appreciate you coming on here. We're dealing with a guy who publicly sold people what we buy right here in Austin, and he's facing 40 years.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.